From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 2nd at 8:55. We have Brian Stark on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. This morning at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn futures are slightly higher. July corn is currently trending down 2.5 cents at 417.5, but September corn futures are up 0.75 cents at 407. December new crop corn futures unchanged at 422. Looking at the soybean complex, July soybean futures up 6.5 cents at 1031.25. August soybeans up 6 cents at 1035.75. And new crop November 25 bean futures up 4.25 cents at 1031.5. Finally, looking at Chicago wheat, September wheat futures are up 3.5 cents at 522.5. December 25 wheat futures up 3.25 cents at 572.25, and March wheat futures up 2.5 cents at 589.25. This past Monday, the USDA released the quarterly stock and final planting intentions report, and most of the market recognized the numbers as being fairly neutral. The stocks came in about the average trade guess at 4.6 billion corn and beans a little over a billion. Acreage was down slightly for corn, a couple hundred thousand acres at 95.2 million acres of corn planted, soybeans at 83.38. Along with that report, the crop ratings were also released that afternoon, with corn good to excellent ratings increasing 3%, while beans remained unchanged at 66%. With corn showing a 73% good to excellent rating, the crop remains in very good condition. We'll be entering pollination over the next couple of weeks. In response to that, the futures market has remained depressed, allowing basis or requiring basis in our East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana market to have to continue to elevate to encourage producer movement, given the strong demand that both commodities still have. This has been Brian Stark with your morning market update.